Surah Al-Baqarah, Chapter 2, Ayah 255, often known as Ayat al-Kursi. This verse provides profound insights into the nature and attributes of Allah. Here is the translation and a brief explanation. Ayat al-Kursi, the throne verse Allah. There is no deity except Him, the ever-living, the sustainer of existence. Neither drowsiness overtakes Him nor sleep. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is it that can intercede with Him except by His permission? He knows what is before them and what will be after them, and they encompass not a thing of His knowledge except for what He wills. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth, and their preservation tires Him not. And He is the Most High, the Most Great. Explanation, Allah. There is no deity except Him. This affirms the oneness and uniqueness of Allah. It emphasizes that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah. The ever-living, the sustainer of existence, Allah is eternal, ever-living, and the sustainer of all existence. His existence is not subject to death or decay. Neither drowsiness overtakes Him nor sleep. Allah is not affected by fatigue or slumber. Unlike humans, Allah does not experience tiredness or the need for rest. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. This asserts Allah's absolute ownership and control over all that exists in the heavens and the earth. Who is it that can intercede with Him except by His permission? No one can intercede with Allah on behalf of another without His permission. Allah's decisions are just, and intercession is only granted as per His will. He knows what is before them and what will be after them. Allah possesses complete knowledge of the past, present, and future, demonstrating His omniscience. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth. The term kursi is often translated as throne. It symbolizes Allah's authority and dominion over the entire universe. And their preservation tires Him not. Sustaining and maintaining the heavens and the earth is effortless for Allah. It requires no exertion or fatigue on His part. And He is the Most High, the Most Great. This emphasizes Allah's supreme status and greatness. He is above and beyond any comparison, and His attributes are unparalleled. Chapter 112, Surah Al-Ikhlas say, He is Allah, who is, 1, Allah, the eternal refuge. He neither begets nor is born, nor is there to Him any equivalent. Surah Al-Ikhlas succinctly emphasizes the oneness, eternity, and uniqueness of Allah, refuting any notion of Him having children or equals. These verses from the Quran provide a glimpse into the profound nature of Allah, emphasizing His oneness, knowledge, power, and sovereignty over all creation.